Hello and welcome to the first Raving Toy Maniac podcast. We are here at Toy Fair 2006. This is Bobby. I'll have Rob jump in a little while here. First off, I want to give a little shout out to Toy God of Action Figure Times. He couldn't make it this year, and we miss you terribly. Toy Fair is not the same without you jumping out from around the corner and behind displays and starting my day out with a big bear hug from you. I'd also like to apologize for being painfully inarticulate, so if you hear lots of beeps or whatever on this podcast, it's because I'm stopping and trying to remember what on earth it was we saw today. Before I turn this over to Rob, I'm going to hit on a few highlights that I remember from today. First off, at the Mattel showroom, we asked about the big Superman figure. For the Batman movie, there was the big giant Batman figure that was exclusive to Walmart. We asked, and yes, they are going to have a big Superman. The person I talked to wasn't sure who was going to carry the exclusive, but it is going to be an exclusive. We didn't get pictures of it, but it should be in the showroom on Sunday, which we'll be there again, and we'll try to get a picture of it then. Another thing I remember from it is the DC superheroes, they're going to have 5 waves released in 2006, including the one that's available now. So it'll be 2 waves of Superman and 3 waves of Batman, but it'll be alternating Batman, Superman, and so forth. We visited with Toynami as well today. Many of you are interested in their Voltron set. It's a limited edition of 15,000, but so far they've only released 5,000 of them. So if you weren't able to get it yet, and if you see that it's sold out at your favorite retailer, wait for more. You don't need to be overpaying for that right now. The next batch, which again will be 5,000, should be available in June. So if you missed it already and you miss it in the next batch, you'll still have another 5,000 coming at some point to be able to get it. But conversely, the 12-inch Inuyasha figure, they've sold out of all of the ones that they're made. So if you wanted that, buy it when you see it. And another interesting item from Toynami is their continuing with the Macross, but this time around, instead of the $80 155th scale mechas, they're going to be 1/100th scale, and they'll still be transformable, but it'll have about a $20 or $25 price point. Moving on to Hasbro in their G.I. Joe section, they're Sigma 6. They are continuing on with those, but they are also adding a 2-inch Sigma 6 line, which struck me as amusing because they took the smaller G.I. Joes and made them bigger, and now they're taking the bigger, small G.I. Joes and making them smaller. But the 2-inch scale is so that they can have vehicles. They will have some articulation, but it really depends on the pose. So you might get one guy that only has 3 points of articulation while another one has 5. My favorite item that I saw today, I thought it was going to be the Mr. Krabs figure from the SpongeBob line at LEGO, but it's the Plankton figure from the same set at LEGO. It's the Krusty Krab set, and Plankton is one piece. Today we also visited with Art Asylum, and something interesting that they're going to try to do with the Mini-Mates is put a single-pack Mini-Mate in stores like gas stations and drug stores, much the way LEGO did with their smaller Bionicle sets.
Hi, this is Rob. I'm jumping in here from Bobby at our 2006 Toy Fair podcast. Actually, our very first podcast of any kind. We just want to ride the wave with the new technology. And since podcasting, better known as recordings, is the hot item, we're just going to jump right into the technology. Anyway, before I get started on my observations or what have you for today, just kind of an overall thing. This year, it's Saturday. It's early. I mean, yes, people have been here part of this week, mostly, you know, manufacturers and some retailers. But technically, Toy Fair doesn't start until Sunday. But regardless, Saturday has been pretty kind of barren, and I don't think it's just because of the weather. It just seems like this year Toy Fair seems a lot more subdued, maybe a little more mellow and laid back. There's certainly less companies that we're seeing and everyone else, because there are some companies who aren't displaying either because they've decided not to or because they're not around anymore. So that's just one kind of thing so far that I just wanted to point out, that Toy Fair is just not as lively or crowded or interesting as it, well, I shouldn't say not interesting, but just not as hectic as it usually is, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. I don't mind it, but it's kind of a sign that maybe, I mean, I may very well change my opinion over the next couple days, but certainly doesn't seem like it's a lot of, you know, it's definitely a difference in tone from previous years. But anyway, getting on to the stuff that we saw, Bobby's already mentioned some of the stuff that we saw at Toynami. Something really cool, their Cinema Cats line. It is a very cool line, one I'd like to collect, but they're just expensive and big, and you know, space and money are two things I don't have as much excess of as I'd like. But they had the Johnny Depp from Pirates of the Caribbean. He looked really cool, and the hair on him is, I mean, I think it's actual human hair that they use on it. It's just a little creepy to think about that for a second, but very cool look, and the Aragorn looks really nice. They said at San Diego they should have the Harrison Ford Indiana Jones, so really looking forward to seeing how that turns out. They had the big, gigantic Geiger alien, and he also said that all of them will come with a signed plate from Geiger himself because he liked the piece so much he was willing to do that. So that's kind of on the high end, and we'll add in more information over the next couple of weeks. We're not going to be putting up pictures during the show or information beyond these podcasts. Why? Well, I don't know. It's kind of strange. I've grown to enjoy sleeping at night, and it's kind of a weird thing that's developed over the years. But, you know, I think I'm going to stick with it because I find I feel a lot better when I get sleep at night. And, you know, I'm sorry, but that's how it is. You know, we got done with our appointments today at 8 p.m. We get back to our room. We're going to record the podcast and then probably go to bed. But anyway, enough depressing thoughts about that. After Toynami, we went and checked out MGA Entertainment. Now, if you don't know, they're the ones who make Bratz, and they did make Alien Racers, but that's not going to be here in the U.S. anymore. More of an international, they're going to do a little more international with it, but it's pretty much done here. And part of the problem, I think, with that was that the line came out, and then you had a show, and it's kind of hard working backwards. And, you know, other people have other opinions on why it hasn't done so well, but it's done anyway. And I don't really want to get too much into the different Bratz and stuff like that, because that's a whole nother topic. But one thing that a lot of people might be interested in is their Marvel license. Now, they've got a license to do quite a few little Marvel things, some games, some RC stuff, which was kind of interesting. They had a, you know, they're going to be developing Spider-Man and Friends stuff and some just die-cast cars, which actually are pretty cool designs because they're not just like a Hot Wheels van with different paint job on it, you know. It's going to be, they've actually taken some of the characters into the design. You know, for example, the Wolverine car, you know, has fins that are like his claws on it. So that's kind of nice. They had a whole bunch of those. And we'll try and get more information and images as they release them. But there weren't any photography. There wasn't any photography allowed. So, but anyway, one of the funny little things there is, you know, we've all played the game Old Maid. Well, they have their own little Marvel version of it, but it's called Old Lizard. So you don't want to be the Old Lizard and be stuck all by yourself. You know, it might make you cut your arm off. I don't know. But that was kind of, that was just funny. But they had a variety of little RC things that are, they're interesting. They're kind of cool. They had a couple of games. One of their games actually has some miniature figures in it, about HeroClix size. But they aren't, there's only going to be, I think there's five of them in there. But they had pretty decent sculpting and paint. But anyway, I just kind of wanted to mention that they have a variety of Marvel items, so that will be something that we'll see over the year. We had a chance to stop in at Corgi also, and just two quick things of note I wanted to throw out there. They did have a Mothmobile that they're planning to come out later this year, and also they have a license to make metal sculptures for Marvel. And I think you're going to hear a theme throughout maybe this Toy Fair or the next year. Marvel licensing out a lot of stuff. Why are they? Well, I don't know. You got a few hit movies like Spider-Man, X-Men, series. You know, hey, people want to license your stuff out, and Toy Biz isn't able to make everything. And so licensing is one way that you can have someone else take on some of that cost, and you can get money back. Makes things a little easier, and it's definitely a big revenue generator. So that's one of the reasons why I think you're going to see a lot of licensing. But anyway, yes, another statue license, believe it or not, for Marvel. I think it's kind of like Street Fighter. Everybody has to take a shot at a Marvel statue license, or you're not legitimate. I don't know what it is. But anyway, these things are made out of metal. Okay, they're fully painted, and they are heavy. And I don't mean like, you know, heavy paperweight heavy. I mean like pretty heavy, like bludgeon somebody with them heavy, you know, if you're so inclined. The Thing, anyway. The first series had Spider-Man, The Thing, Wolverine, and Captain America. And the second series is slated for, they didn't have any there, just some concept art, but for Storm, Colossus, Dark Phoenix, and Thor. You know, classic Thor, Dark Phoenix, Colossus. Storm was in, it's a darker outfit, but it's got like little lightning bolts on the edges of her cape. So I can't exactly place where that was from, but it's Storm. And they really didn't have a lot of new... they had a lot of concept art for some Batmobiles, but, you know, they didn't really have a lot of new Batmobiles shown there. Didn't look like. I'll have to go back through some of the pictures and notes. But next we headed over to Art Asylum. Some pretty cool stuff there. Speed Racer. It's a little different than the Speed... You know, it's not your dad's Speed Racer. It's not your mom racer Speed Racer. It's a little different. They've kind of revamped it, jumped it 40 years into the future. So Speed Racer Junior is the new Speed, and the Mach 10, not the Mach 5, because it's got to be bigger and faster and better. And then there's still a Racer X. They're a little different designs. It's going to be a matter of taste, I think, whether you like them or not. But they are going to do a few things with the classic series also, with the classic look, I should say. They also have plans for action figures for the new thing, and they're planning to try and keep it in scale with the same kind of stuff that Resaurus did. So you could, if you have the Mach 5 or the Toynami one, if you have the vehicles, you can still use these new figures. They'll fit into sort of that same universe scale-wise. So it's a very good move. And again, it's like, hey, you may not like the new designs. You might. I don't know. But they are different, but it's still Speed Racer. It's just different, but it's still Speed Racer. Anyway, they're also going to be doing mini-mates on that. They had a bunch of Battlestar Galactica mini-mates, including some ships, vehicles, small vehicles. Also, they're going to do small vehicles for the mini-mates and Speed Racer, too. But the cool thing about the Battlestar Galactica vehicle mini-mate vehicles are that they're gonna come assembled when you buy it, but it's going to have parts. It's going to basically be construction-y, so you can take it apart and do some different things with it. So that's kind of cool. They had a nice lineup of both classic Galactica and the new Galactica. You know, and of course, there are a lot of people who are one way or the other. But I happen to be one who likes the original show and likes the new show because I think it does pay some homage to the original. I think there's a lot built in there that follows on what the original did, even though it's, you know, definitely stands on its own, and it's a better show in a lot of ways, but it's not as cheesy, so it's not better than the cheesy factor. Just keep that in mind. But definitely better in the hot babe category, which is always a good thing. But they are going to stay with the standard block mini mate body, you know, even on the, you know, hot Cylon chicks. And you know, I just got to guess that the Cylon, whoever designed the Cylons, was a guy, because I mean, that's the stuff I'd be working on. I don't know about you. But anyway, so there's going to be a mix of classic and original, or classic and new Galactica. They're also doing some resin stuff. Planning on some minibus. And they also had a resin statue of the new Galactica, the full vehicle. It's probably a foot long, maybe a little longer. And hopefully we'll be able to go back and get paid. It got in. It's a prototype. They had to do a little repair work on it before it was ready for pictures, you know. I mean, hey, even movie stars need makeup to be seen on TV. So once they get that done, we'll probably stop in again and try try and snap some pics of it sometime over the next couple of days. Anyway, they also had that. They did have a few Lord of the Rings mini maps. However, here's the caveat with that. I wouldn't necessarily count on them being available at retail, simply because people aren't as interested in Lord of the Rings now that the movies are gone. Believe it or not, a lot of retail support has disappeared. I mean, it's just the way things work. They had a few more. I don't want to get into every character or whatever we have elsewhere, but it's possible, but probably not real likely that they'll be seen. So when you see pictures of them start cropping up on the net, don't get a little too, don't get your hopes up too high thinking that it's guaranteed, because they may not get made. On the Minimate front, they do have some more Marvel Minimates with, they're looking more at box sets with that are keyed around, specific books or covers or things like that. And, a lot more four packs. They got the DVD set with the X-Men is going to be out soon. It'll be in Targets, okay? That's where you need to look. Target. Okay, that's where it's going to be. That's the only place it's going to be, at least at first. But they also have a few other ones thrown in the mix there. Some reuse of characters, some new, like Sentry. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But that's the hope, is to go with these different things. And possibly going with single mini-mates, in little tiny packages that can be sold in some of the different things like drugstores or gas stations or things of that nature, where you you can sell a $5 item or whatever, but not a $15 item, because nobody's going to buy it, because it might interfere with their chewing tobacco or beef jerky. But beyond that, they also had Street Fighter mini mates, which are, it's kind of a Diamond thing. I mean, they had some on display in their showroom. We see Diamond tomorrow, so hopefully we'll have a little more in the Street Fighters. All I can say is there's going to be some exclusive two packs, and again, we'll know more about that tomorrow. They still have some of the Clive Tribe they're working on with that. They are bringing back the Mad Balls. That's right. Everything from the 70s and 80s is coming back, and it's the Mad Balls are next. Except they're not just going to, hey, flat out, here's the Mad Ball from back in the day. It's going to be some kind of new creepy little Mad Balls. I mean, they're going to stick with all the old ones, but they're going to kind of update the design. They did have one new one, which they haven't necessarily decided on a name yet, and they're trying to do a little more with that. So like a little football kind of Mad Ball, that'll be added in there. So that's about it. Always fun to see Artist Island, though. They got cool stuff. They didn't have any Napster this year, though. Go figure. That was the main big stuff from Artist Island. Before that, we took a lunch break, but that's beside the point. After that, we went and saw Mattel. Yes, Mattel is having a press event tomorrow, Sunday. That would be tomorrow, Sunday is actually February the 12th, but we had some other things to look at there. So we did have a chance to look. There are going to be a few things in their showroom tomorrow that will only be there at the press event. But I just want to talk a little bit about, we had a chance to see Barbie. The new Ken, he's coming out a little bit, I guess. He definitely looks better than he was, but, it's not necessarily that big an improvement. I don't know. He looks better than he was. I think he's going to do a little better, Now he's got the board show, bigger shorts. Maybe they've done some stuff under the hood with Ken that's definitely, necessitated bigger shorts, which in turn will make him more appealing to Barbie. Who can say? But we did check out the Barbie. We did check out the Fisher Price. We'll try and get some information up as time progresses on that. We did sort of get a little teaser of the new Elmo. What is he this year? Well, he's TMX. It's Tickle Me. And the X, well, you might think it's Roman for 10, which it kind of is, but in the tradition of the double entendre, we've also got the X for, oh yes, you guessed it, Extreme. That's right. Of course, we didn't get him. Why? Because he's a secret. Why? Because they're going to show him in September. That's when they're going to unveil the new Elmo. And supposedly the people who they really dug them. But then again, they're not going to show us the guys who didn't like it either on the Sizzles, which is the little movie that they have for it. So we'll have to just see. You know, they always come up with some weird thing for Elmo, but people buy it. And of course, lately it seems like he's just been doing wedding stuff. You know, he does the Hokey Pokey, he does the YMCA, he does the chicken dance. You know, that stuff you always hear at weddings. You know, when the Macarena, Elmo's coming, I don't know. But you know it's coming. It's got to come. Because they play that at every wedding you go to. And everybody knows it. Why that is, I don't know. It's one of the mysteries of life. You know, I mean, I don't know. It's easier to find weapons of mass destruction than it is to figure out why everybody knows the Macarena. But anyway, I know you're more interested in the stuff that's, well, some of you are interested in the Barbie and what have you. But, of course, the DC stuff that they're going to have at Mattel. Now, they did show off some of the DC heroes, the more articulated, the better sculpted, the Four Horsemen sculpted. And they even brought it up in the during the showroom tour. You know, so they're standing behind that. They're definitely good designs. The way it's going to work is five waves of DC heroes are planned here. That's five, okay? The first wave's already out. It's the Batman wave with Bane and Scarecrow. That's wave number one. There should be four more. Basically, the way it's working out, it's going to be a Batman. The next wave should be Superman. Then the next wave will be another Batman wave. Then the next wave should be a Superman wave. So it should be going back and forth on those. It's just kind of how it worked out. But altogether, you can expect four more assortments of four figures this year. And they did have, like, the next assortment. Like, you had Superman, Supergirl, Bizarro, and one other that has slipped my mind. But and they also had some two-ups there. Two-ups of Darkseid, two-up of Batman, more of a battle. Well, actually, I don't think it was battle damage. I think the prototype was battle damage. But because he was a little beat up, his bat symbol, I think, was messed up. But they had Cassandra Cain, Batgirl, and Lex Luthor in his super-duper power armor suit. So basically kind of a classic comic design that pretty much everybody wants, because a bald guy in a suit's just not that exciting to play with. Well, I don't think so anyway. But so they got that. They have, you know, some more JLU stuff. They had a ton of Superman returns. It's a Superman movie line. There's going to be 13 action figures in the main line, okay? Three villains and 10 Supermen. That should come as no surprise to anyone who has seen a movie line that it's going to be pretty much Superman. Why? I don't know, because that's what people buy, believe it or not. You know, you do a line like X-Men, it's got every character from the movie, and guess what? You can still buy X-Men 1 action figures in some stores, okay? But Spider-Man, hey, make a lot of Spider-Man, because nobody wants, you know, J. Jonah Jameson and Norman Osborn, except for people who want J. Jonah Jameson to work on their Oz action figure customs. But hey, that's just how it goes. But it's a Superman movie line. You know, the likeness isn't that bad. It's 10 varieties of Superman. None of them are neon colors, which was kind of nice. But it's a bunch of Superman, and then, you know, some bad guys. And pretty much it's like one Lex Luthor, might be two. And then there was another, like, henchman in his snow outfit. But they also got the kids' Superman outfit that you kind of pump up. It's got, like, a little electric pump on it, like an air mattress might have. And it's kind of like, you kind of look like Hans and Franz from Saturday Night Live. You hit the button, and then the next thing you know, you are pumped up like Superman. And then you are governor of California. And then everyone loves you. Or maybe they hate you. And then you have to grope them. I'm not sure. But if that's exactly how it works, you got to grope them first, it might be some kind of, you know, gubernatorial rule in California. I'm not sure. You know, that could be another reason to move to California, though, besides the good weather. But anyway, it's kind of neat. They did have an adult suit there, but they are not going to sell the adult suit. They're only going to sell the kid suit, okay? You're going to have to get an adult Superman suit somewhere else. I'm sorry. But if you're really thinking about getting one, you probably already know where to get it. But anyway, they did have some more of the Batman stuff, some more villains mixed in, and of course, lots of the Batman. A new Batmobile, of course, because you got to have a new Batmobile every year. Because people like buying Batmobiles, actually, believe it or not. I mean, hey, that's what Corgi thinks, and they're right. But you also, it's like a power key technology is the big thing for the Batman, where you can plug it into the different things and they can do different things. They got, like you said, that folds up into a power key, and it's like a kind of a sewer street playset. But again, I don't want to get too much into it, but it's just a lot of interesting, cool stuff, and we'll try to get more information out. They also had a couple other lines like Avatar, the Last Airbender. They had a full action figure line of that, and Toynami's doing statue line, so that's kind of how it breaks out. Actually, Lego's doing some stuff for Avatar as well. They had a couple of sets shown at their event, but I'll get to that in a minute. I mean, that's mainly what the big stuff that people are going to want to know, though. Tomorrow, they're going to have like a giant Superman. Like, if you remember he's 2 foot Batman Begins Batman, where they had the cape that kids could use. Well, they're gonna have another one. It's going to be exclusive somewhere. They didn't know which store exactly it was going to be in. Might be Walmart, might not be. I'm not sure, so don't take that as a gospel truth. But that'll be shown tomorrow. They should have that and a few other things that they're bringing out. And probably 3 of the 4 horsemen, because Gimpy can't come out and play in the bad weather and snow in New York. And by Gimpy, I mean Corn Boy, because he's a gimp right now. He can just limp around and at his house right now. But anyway, so probably 3 will be there, which is roughly half by weight. Anyway. So beyond that, there should be, again, more information at the press event tomorrow. But that's just kind of an overview of some of the basic stuff that they had. Also, they're going to do some package changes to the DC Heroes line, the high articulation line. It's going to be more of a window box. They're not sure if the comics are going to get dropped or not. So if that's, an issue for you, then you may be losing that. But they also talked about kind of a little different branding with it, kind of a new series. It's S3, I think, but I can't remember what the 3 S's are. They're not reading, writing, arithmetic, though. I know that. But anyway, that's enough of Mattel. After them, we had a chance to go over and check out Hasbro. Hasbro has, they make everything that Mattel doesn't. Well, not really, but, we got a chance to check it out. They got a lot of Mr. Potato Heads, but no new ones that we haven't, at least no new Star Wars ones. This is the, big thing lots of people had to ask. They had some new Star Wars figures, If you want to see what they look like and know everything about them, go to Rebel Scum. They do a great job, and they've got it all up, I'm sure, by now, or they will shortly. They had Star Wars Transformers, I don't know. Some people like them. I think it's two great tastes that don't taste great together, kind of like peanut butter and road tar, Just not – it's a little chewy. It's not for me. I don't know. Some people might like it. But they had more Transformers, some alternators and stuff, And, the thing is – I don't know much about Transformers, so I don't want to say too much when we go through our stuff and do search on it. Hopefully we'll have more to say on it, more definitive truth, other than there were some guys who turned into cars and robots. That's what I saw. All right. Anyway, so that's about they had Transformers. They had some Joe stuff, some new Sigma 6 stuff, some 3¾-inch figures that they're going to be releasing just through the HasbroShop.com. Which is good. I like to see companies that are doing a lot more direct marketing, direct to consumer, because that really, it's good that a company can get some direct feedback from a consumer instead of having to rely on a retail shop to get it all, to get things made. Also, they had some smaller G.I. Joe, the Sigma 6 guys, except for they're like probably about 2 inches tall. There, I think they called a mission scale, so that way you can do. Because the problem with Sigma 6, the big problem from their standpoint is vehicles. Okay, you can't really, since they're 8-inch figures, you can't really do a lot of vehicles. I mean, yeah, you can make a gigantic tank, but you know, it's hard to move that at retail. So the solution is to come out with a line of smaller figures, you know, maybe 2 inches or so. That'll have vehicles and things like that, but you're going to lose a lot of articulation. They're going to, you know, basically be, for the most part, pre-posed. They may have some arms and legs that move. It'll depend on the figure, but you got that kind of stuff going on for G.I. Joe. Trying to think. I mean, there were some other things we saw there at Hasbro. Again, they make a lot of stuff. You know, they had their game stuff there from Wizards of the Coast that they bought. You know, new Dungeons and Dragons, the Star Wars miniature game. You know, they're adding more miniatures to some of their games. They had Heroescape, some new Heroescape stuff, including castles and Arctic stuff. And what else? Yeah, my mind's kind of blank on anything else. You know, Hasbro makes Star Wars. We did ask about Marvel, and of course they have absolutely nothing to say because they don't really know. It hasn't been decided, and they're certainly not going to announce too much. What they did have, though, is they had a little teaser board in their showroom that listed off quite a few Marvel films for 2007, including Ghost Rider, Fantastic Four sequel, Spider-Man 3. So they're definitely playing up the movie license end of this, which is the primary reason they bought the license. They wanted to get movies, and they want to make games, you know, like the, you know, million versions of Monopoly or Sorry or whatever. They want to be able to translate some of the Marvel properties into that. And the movies are the big money. I mean, it's a $205 million guarantee on that deal. $105 million of it's for movies. So that should tell you. Now, doesn't mean Marvel Legends are done. Hopefully we'll know more about that tomorrow when we go and see Toy Biz. And you know, Toy Biz is having their media event tomorrow. That should be entertaining. I simply say that because it's going to be about an hour long. There's going to be a lot of people in there taking pictures, and it's going to be kind of like, oh, I don't know, throwing in some raw meat to about 50 starving tigers. So it should be fun to watch. You know, it's, I understand why they have to limit the media access and all that, and it definitely makes sense to try and get it all done at once. But anyway, we'll be going to that tomorrow. So hopefully we'll know a little more about what the future brings with Marvel and Hasbro, which is, of course, I hate to be the one to go there and look at all their stuff and say, all I want to know about is something that you don't have here. But they made the announcement at the beginning of the year, and everybody's curious about it, including myself. So nothing's definitive yet. We don't know anything. You can add this to the 20 articles you've read already that basically tell you we don't know what's going on with it. And, what, I don't either. I think they're just going to look at what, you know, my opinion is they're going to look at what sells and cut what doesn't. But anyway, that's enough on that. After Hasbro, and there was more stuff there, but I just can't think of it right now. It's not in my head. But after that, we went over to Lego. Lego had kind of a collector media event. Lego's one of those companies that doesn't really use Toy Fair to make sales. Toy Fair is purely a media event for them, pretty much, which is kind of cool. I like that aspect of it, and Lego is an awesome company to work with, and they make awesome products. I mean, I'll say it, I think Lego is the best toy company there is. I think they make the best toys there are. You know, I said it. There you go. Now it's true. Well, at least now it's all over the internet. Good enough. That makes it true. If enough people say it's true, they'll make it true. That's all I have to say. But that's not really all I have to say. There's a lot more on Lego that I want to add in here. All right, anyway, about Lego. Here's the thing. Now, Lego makes toys for kids. I mean, everybody at that media event was an adult. They're all adult media. They're, you know, covering, you know, all kinds of different outlets, you know. I think there were a couple guys there from Tomarts and, you know, definitely us, all the different websites and Star Wars sites and superhero sites and what have you. But it's kind of an odd juxtaposition when you go in and what you see is, okay, you come into their showroom and it's okay, the door handles are big Lego bricks. There's Lego sculptures in the front area. And you go in there, and there's a dude in a Batman suit, and there's a woman in a Batgirl suit, okay, and they're serving drinks. And I don't mean drinks like, here's some water. Well, they did have water, okay? They did have water, they did have ginger ale, and they also had all kinds of beer, you know, Heineken, European stuff, Smirnoff Ice, which actually is quite good, and you know, champagne and stuff like that. So it's kind of a, you know, here they are, they make toys for kids and stuff like that. But everybody there was an adult, you know, but at least an adult in age, adult at heart, probably not all of us, not me, that's for sure. But anyway, so you go in, you get your drink. It was nice. They had hors d'oeuvres that were served by Batman. Yes, that's right. Batman served me hors d'oeuvres. It's always good to know when, you know, I don't know, maybe the stock market's down, maybe at Enron, you know, now he's waiting tables. I don't know. Looking for criminals at the Lego showroom. Oh, there's some there, I don't know. But anyway, so him and a guy dressed up like SpongeBob SquarePants were around serving hors d'oeuvres and refilling your drinks and whatever you needed. But Lego always great job taking care of people who go to the showroom. But anyway, that's beside the point. Now, what they had in the showroom was some pretty cool stuff. They had the Batman stuff. I don't want to go into all the different sets, but everything looks really cool. It's a quality expect from Lego, play value, you know, and they look cool. I mean, it's Batman and Lego. I mean, that's cool, you know. I thought it was awesome. They had a lot of cool Batman sets. It's going to be a nice range of products, you know, some Batmobiles, Batcave stuff, bad guys. I mean, it's pretty much the stuff that you'd want. And they're going to do a nice job on it. And, you know, C3, you know, they started out, it's tough. It's tough to start out in a business that's so dominated by one company, like Lego. I shouldn't say it's totally dominated, because Lego and Mega Bloks are probably the two big companies when it comes to the building products like that. But and I think they're both doing a great job. But, you know, it's a tough market to come into. I think Art Asylum did a pretty good job on the stuff that they did. But again, it's tough, and you know, you don't have all the pieces and everything like that. But anyway, you know, Lego's going in. They're doing a lot with Batman. It's all very cool stuff. Also, Star Wars, they're a little new, and pretty much nothing you haven't seen before if you've been keeping up with things. They've already shown the smaller Star Destroyers, Star Wars Lego online on the Star Wars site, I think. They've also shown on the Star Wars site Jabba's Palace. So you can get the flesh-colored Slave Leia. Hey, what could be better? You know, there's the yellow one that came with the Jabba's Palace, and now there's the Jabba's big sail barge. That's it. That's the word. And, of course, it comes with a little skiff and a whole bunch of guys, and that's awesome. But those were pretty much the only new Star Wars items they had there. Everything else you can get at retail. They did premiere the SpongeBob line. It looks really cool. Bobby liked it a lot. Of course, she has some, you know, fascination with Mr. Krabs, since he was the dude in Highlander. Yep, that's right. The Kurgan is the voice for Mr. Krabs. That's kind of weird, isn't it? It's like, if you don't like his Krabby Patties, he's just going to cut your head off. That's just how he is. But anyway, they had a bunch of stuff. They even had a little plankton, she mentioned. The SpongeBob stuff actually looked pretty cool. They did a nice job with it, and they have a nice variety of products in that line. The ExoForce, it's a line that I really dig. I've gotten all the sets that have come out so far, and been able to you know, look at those, and it's a nice mix of, you know, kind of the Japanese Robotech with the construction, and they've got some bigger sets coming that are you know, going to be some compounds you can attack and different things like that to add to that. But you know, I think it's a nice line. It's cool to start with. They're nice figures. So they had that. They didn't have much new in the city section. Just a couple new, like a police boat, I think it was. I have to look back through my notes. For Bionicle, they had the next generation of, you know, heroes. Iniki and, I can't even remember the name. And Inkari, I think, or something like that. It starts with an I, I'm pretty sure. But, they're, you know, the new multicolored guys. And then a whole bunch of other. And they also had the Paraka, which you can get at retail, which I think are pretty cool, too. I put all together few weeks ago at home, and they're, you know, it's just their rear rubbery spines are kind of odd, which is kind of cool in a way. And they got the little launchers that are you know, cool, because they shoot things, and that's always cool. But again, Lego, cool party. Nice nice kind of a nice atmosphere, laid back, a great company to work with, and they, you know, they really go all out for showing their stuff off. I mean, I wish every company did that, but you know, then I would gain like 80 pounds at Toy Fair from eating all the hors d'oeuvres, and which I ate my share and then some, and then getting drinks and stuff like that. But it was overall a nice experience, and nice and kind of laid back. We had a chance to see a lot of other folks who were there. Met Frank from Eternal Collector. Got a chance to meet him. That was nice. Dan Pickett, a.k.a. Julius Marks, was he just got in. So that was his only appointment for today, and he got the last flight out of L.A. before they canceled everything from New York. So he got in, or at least most of them, because it looks like he's lost a lot of weight since I last saw him last September. But he was there. We saw Adrian and Paul from Action Figure, and Jeff and the crew from Figures.com, and also, see, I can say it. I'm just not linking. Okay, I'm just not linking. No linking. Anyway, Paul Kelly, the Golden Gonzo, he actually showed up there this time. We actually got a chance to meet him instead of last year, where he said, "Oh, I'll meet you at the Javits Center." Yeah, right. Whatever. Of course, he's wearing his Boston Red Sox cap in New York. I don't know what that's about. He's just asking for somebody to jump him. But of course, I guess I could have worn something from the Chicago White Sox, but they're in the American League, and the American League sucks, and that's all there is to it. But anyway, it was a nice chance to meet. Oh, yeah, and we also hooked up with the Millionaire Playboy's Mr. Stinkhead, who drove in to get here, and along with his buds, Jaeger and Lando DePimp, and somebody new this year with him, whose name I think it was Joe. It might not be Joe. I'm not sure. But anyway, yeah, I know you don't want to hear about whoever we met, but you know what? In the words of Adam Sandler, I have a microphone and you will listen! We did see Iron Cal. Ran into him in the hallway right after we had checked out Art Asylum. He was hanging out with the Millionaire Playboy guys. And I'm not sure if there's much else. Just to give a heads up, tomorrow is like media event day, apparently. We're going to be seeing Diamond in the morning, and then we're going to head on over to Jack Pacific, where they have their annual media event, where they're going to show off their new wrestling figures and everything else they're going to make. And, you know, believe it or not, Jack's is, you know, they're easily dismissed by a lot of people, but they make a lot of stuff. They're a smart company. They're, you know, they've been buying up other companies. I mean, they'll have a lot to show, I'm sure. And their media events usually, well, it's hard sometimes for us because scheduling doesn't make it easy to make that. But we'll be checking that out. That's at 10 o'clock tomorrow. So, again, you know, you can expect within hours of any of these events, probably some sites, not us, we'll have pictures up. But we expect to have another podcast tomorrow. So we'll see how that goes. But anyway, we'll see the media event. We're going to go and check out Gentle Giant, DC Direct, Dark Horse, Zizzle. Yes, fan favorite Zizzle. Everybody wants to know. Well, we're going to be checking them out tomorrow. And back to Mattel with the Three Horsemen. And then after that will be the Toy Biz media event, Media Blitz. So that's kind of a look at the stuff that hopefully we'll be able to tell you about tomorrow. We've had a chance to see. Otherwise, thanks for listening to the podcast. It's long. If you got suggestions, you know, post them on the Buzz. That's great. You can email us, but just don't expect us to respond in any reasonable amount of time, since, you know, most of the day we're not here checking our email, and at night we're usually sleeping. So, you know, we're kind of weird, at least this week. But as the snow continues to fall here in New York City, which I left the not snowing in right now, at least not this much, Midwest, to come and visit, you know, the snow is falling, the city will probably be paralyzed tomorrow, and then it'll be good to go on Monday. So you're not going to be able to skip out of work if you work here in the city. But, you know, we'll try and get another podcast up sometime tomorrow night. Just trying to do something a little different because, It's easier to talk into a microphone than it is to go through, you know, 200 or 300 pictures and put up the information and do the kind of job that we'd like to do with our Toy Fair coverage. So, like I said, you got feedback, you know, the good feedback post, the bad feedback, keep to yourself. No, really. We just want to hear what you have to say. So we can make improvements or changes or whatever, just to kind of get an idea. And hopefully you'd like to make kind of podcasting more of a regular event. But it just seemed like a good way to get information out pretty quick for Toy Fair. So enjoy the podcast. Now you can flip back to whatever songs you got on your MP3 player, and you know it's all Britney Spears. You don't have to admit it, but we know that's what you're listening to. We know it. And hopefully we'll have another installment of this tomorrow. So that's it. February 11th, 2006, New York City, podcast number 1 for RTM for Toy Fair. Talk to you later. Bye.